USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and a delegation of GOP senators are the latest American officials to pay a visit to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The visit comes as Ukrainian officials are negotiating with Russia to evacuate 60 medics and seriously wounded people from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol, the last sliver of resistance in the southern port city. According to a senior U.S. defense official, Ukrainian forces have been gaining ground in Kharkiv, pushing Russian troops north of the border. Russian President Vladimir Putin is now trying to keep Finland out of NATO, warning his Finnish counterpart that relations could be, quote, negatively affected if the country follows through with plans to apply for NATO membership. In a statement, the Finnish head of state told Putin how starkly Finland's security environment had changed after Moscow's February 24th invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A bill that would have subjected Louisiana women to murder charges for having abortions was abruptly pulled. It happened as members of the State House voted to totally revamp the legislation by removing the criminal penalties. State Representative Danny McCormick, a Republican, received criticism from some stalwart abortion opponents and Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards. Edwards is a devout anti-abortion Catholic who said that he would have vetoed the bill, adding that prosecuting women for abortion is, quote, absurd. South Africa is experiencing a surge of new COVID-19 cases driven by two Omicron subvariants that look like the original Omicron strain that was first identified late last year. The country has seen increasing cases and a somewhat higher number of hospitalizations, but no increases in severe cases and deaths. Make it six in a row as the losing streak on Wall Street continues for the major indices, this despite a happy close on Friday. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former President Donald Trump has endorsed Doug Mastriano in the Republican primary for governor of Pennsylvania. Mastriano was already a frontrunner, but there are concerns among party leaders that he is too extreme to win the general election. Pennsylvania is a battleground state that can determine who wins control of the Senate. Leaders in the GOP worry that Mastriano could drag down the rest of the ticket. Mastriano had helped spread unfounded claims of electoral fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Meanwhile, in the Peach State, Trump's power will be tested by his former running mate.
Former Vice President Mike Pence will headline a rally for Georgia Governor Brian Kemp on the 23rd of May, the day before Georgia's primary election. State pundits say the governor faces several challenges in the race, chief among them former U.S. Senator David Perdue, who enjoys the backing of Pence's old boss, former President Donald Trump. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Phil Mickelson will not be defending his PGA Championship this year. He's opting to extend his hiatus from golf after comments he made about a Saudi-funded rival league he supports and the PGA Tour that he accused of obnoxious greed. Mickelson has not played since February after the interview with Golf Digest. Mickelson is the first major champion not to defend his title since 2015. You can listen to us anywhere at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.